right. I'm hearing something in the back. Let me, turn that off. There we go. No agenda in the background. All right. Let's go back to this. Oh, it's a morning drive into work. It's a Tuesday morning. This is the morning. This is the day when I try to get in early so I can get to the temple at a good time ahead. Take care of some temple work. An old friend. Now she's back, so they'll say, oh, she can't be your friend if you're forgetting her name. And you go, I have hiccups that way. Dallas Kernut. She has some deceased men that she needed to have done. And every once in a while, she'll say, hey, do you want to do some work for me? It's like, yeah. I think she gets this impression that me and my sons will do it. You're going, uh-oh. He said, maybe. He says, but honestly, Sam's on his mission, so he's a temple worker, not a temple patron. And, Caleb is disaffected from the church. Just kind of the way he is. And Joshua doesn't really live very close to the temple at all. And I don't think he, he's got a young family. I don't think he breaks away from him so much, so I haven't included him. So, I take care of this stuff myself. She usually gives me groups of four. So I've got my group of four. Now she brought it up after I'd already gotten another one, so I've actually got five names, so I'm going to be busy for a month, a little over a month, working this stuff, because I only go to the temple on Tuesdays. Contemplated going on Wednesdays, too, occasionally, but haven't gotten around to that quite yet. Well, things have stabilized pretty good. I actually, I had an extra T-post. From when I had done the original blister. I had a T-post left over from that build. And I brought it over. I'd taken out one strut from the geodesic dome, and let me tell you, it's a major thing. It's screwing up the geometry. And I've been working harder to try to make it so that I bring the geometry back. I'm missing the strut so you can actually get into it like a human. You used to really have to crawl into it. It was okay. it's not a bad thing if you're young and limber, and I'm not so young and limber anymore. So, I've done a little bit more, put another T-post to try to strengthen up the framework, and it looks pretty good. I'm a little concerned though that my PVC, I guess you call them lines, I don't know, they're cut up and they have holes drilled in them to connect them to the hubs, and you can really look at it, ziptiedome.com, I think, which is just a little family, family outfit. It's not very tough. To be honest, I probably need to just break down and get the metal version of this. I remember there used to be star plates, and it used to have wood. Had wood struts, and then you had these star, these plates where you would attach the wood struts. You know, you'd have a saw and a drill, and you would build it that way. Much more, what's a good word for it? Much more sturdy. What I have, I think, is borderline cheap. It was a little bit, that one was a little bit, well, anyway. I had seen that back in, oh my gosh, I think almost when I was a kid, very young person. This whole idea of kind of geodesic dome building is quite old. Came from Buckminster Fuller, I think. Quite the thing, the Epcot Center at Disney World is a geodesic dome. Very interesting, distinctive looking. It was considered futuristic when they first came out with it. Anyway, these things that I'm doing just have a few of the concepts of it. Anyway, they're starting to bend. I think they're getting it's getting a little bit bowed. So I gotta think about what I can do that's a little more permanent. Now, the tricky part is if I make it more permanent, it's gonna be a little tougher. So it's tempting to get the metal strut ones. Those are ones that you can just take apart it readily. I'm sure it's very heavy. So I really want to have it drop shipped to me. Not that I need it more round, but if I have more smaller struts, it'll be more round. The ones I have now are pretty long. They're usually about 3 feet long, a meter, perhaps. And it's always a question of trying to find a system that I can transport pretty easily. Now, I've never tried to transport the whole program here with the Sandy car. I've always rented a truck, rented a U-Haul truck, and transport everything that way. Although this time I just loaded it in the boat and then I transported the boat, which makes for an interesting issue. My boat is it's just kind of empty right now. You know, I used it for 2 years. About 2 years. Sweeping in the boat. And that worked pretty well. That wasn't bad at all. Now Lisa wouldn't have anything to do with it. Now that I think I've got something Lisa might actually like. A good chunk of it is psychosomatic. I think large bits of it are her body saying, oh, I got this, therefore, you know, I'm going to have pain. And I know she totally, I mean, she gets upset when I bring it up. It's like, okay, so I don't bring it up much, but And it's not because it's like, oh, it's all fake. It's like, well, no, but it's just, you can decide if it's going to be a problem or not. Anyway, so tricky. I think now that I've finally got something that Lisa might not have a big problem with sleeping in, at least for it's not so much glamping. That's kind of what we do in Tucumcari. I call it perma camping. because, you know, Lisa's a very typical person. She's a very typical person. I know she doesn't think much of that because, you know, typical has to do with people not being able to do a lot of things. You know, I want to be in a box with refrigerated air and, you know, nice things all around. Our house isn't well sealed, and I'm not very interested in getting it well sealed. Because frankly, I think sealed boxes, especially in New Mexico, have big problems. We tend to have a radon issue in New Mexico. This whole part of the country is a little more radioactive than other places. And if you do kind of the refrigerator box living, which most people do, they don't like old houses because new houses are made to be hermetically sealed. Not they do a very good job, but they're made to be that way so that heat pumps work better. And, you know, I call them a refrigerator box because that's what they are. They are designed to be a refrigerator box. You want to have some windows, but you don't want to have too many because that screws up, you know, windows leak. Most people don't even open their windows, even though most of them were made operable, were manufactured that way and installed so that they can be opened and closed. But the vast majority of people these days, they don't open and close their windows because they live in a refrigerator box. Anyway, and but yeah, Lisa's very, very standard. Anything that's made to really affect a normal person affects her. You know, like me, I'm just kind of, you know, I'm not affected too much. I'm affected in different ways by different things. You know, I'm not like, you know, some superior thing. Trust me, in most cases, I'm not superior at all. I'm somebody you don't know how to deal with. Anyway, because, well, look at me, you know, I camp out as part of work. And that's weird. And, anyway, so, a lot of people go for something approximating a sterile kind of living, especially since COVID. They've gone even worse that way for, like, living in a bubble. There used to be a movie. It was a John Travolta movie. It did so badly that now I don't even think that the people that made it went through the effort of actually getting it copyrighted. And you can get it on, like, the Internet Archive, and nobody bothers you about it. Of course, there's a lot of things like that. Anyway, it was this boy that would get really sick if exposed to, but they're not doing this. I always regret it when I do it. I don't regret it a lot, but I gotta make adjustments. In my driving. Which lane I'm in. in a big city, lanes are a big thing. You get accustomed to which lane you need to be in to do certain, to get to certain places. Anyway, so this kid that's in, that lived in this plastic bubble, and you know, they stretched it out. You know, his bedroom was inside the plastic, was part of the plastic bubble. Stuff like that, really, you know, pumped in air, purified, all that stuff. And so many people are trying to do this now. And to be honest, the human body isn't really designed for this. It's designed to process a certain amount of just junk, you know. And of course, all the health gurus, and Lisa's really into the health gurus, she spends the bulk of her time listening to doctors and nutritionists, you know, talking about whole food, plant-based diets. I'm moving over again, and I shouldn't, because this lane is just going to force me over to the next lane. It doesn't matter. It's 4:30 in the freaking morning. I'm getting to work. It's not even 4:30. I'm getting to work way too early. And don't really have anything to do at the moment. Anyway, so I'd stop off at some place for some kind of breakfast, but nothing's open this early. Places don't usually open until at least 5:30 or even 6, so it's like, oh, there's nothing to go to eat. There's not 24-hour thrift store. See, I'm getting shoved over to the left again. This lane is going away. Anyway, so yeah, I'm worried that Lisa's getting like that. And so she swears she's not going vegan, and you go, yeah, she is. That's not a terrible thing to do, but it also means that you're not able to handle a lot of things that happen. So anyway, yeah, it's really got kind of interesting, this wife almost taking all the sugar out of her diet. And of course, you know, when I go home, I'm like her. Of course, now I'm just flat cheap, so I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables simply because they're inexpensive. Here's a Burger King out here, but I'm not sure I want to go to Burger King. But it's not open yet. The sign's on, but I don't think they've got a 24-hour drive. Some of these places do, but these aren't one of them, I don't think. No, it's dark. Okay. So maybe I will, because I am. I'm just up too early. I don't need much of anything. But except again, it's like Starbucks might be open. But I don't like Starbucks. Or I've never really dealt with it. They've got a 7-Eleven here, but it's you know, it doesn't open. It's not a 24-hour. 7-Elevens are. That's the whole point of 7 to 11. I think they open a little earlier than that, but not much. Okay. plenty of eating places here. More than I thought. Denny's, Chili's. I don't have a bad setup here. I just, Champion. Car wash. Car wash, isn't it? Little Caesars. There's a Fuddruckers here. I went to Fuddruckers, but gee whiz. It costs $15 for a burger and fries. And it's not bad, but it's still just a burger and fries. It's not like it's anything amazing. Not worth $15, that's for sure. I went to, last time, it's one of those things I do since I've got Wednesdays off, I get to kind of get a little bit of a life. And, so on Wednesday evening, sometimes I will go out and eat. Last time I went to, the Golden Corral, probably ate too much, because that's what buffets do. You always eat too much. I got some food I don't usually get. A little bit of steak, a little bit of, I've got to stay away from fried chicken. If not for the grease part of it, it's for I'm not going to make it to any place else to eat. Because I'm nearly to the gate that I use this early, the Truman Gate. I may just sit in my car. Take it easy. This place isn't open either. Anyway, so that's kind of what's going on. So I might have to do an upgrade to the dome. Although, usually, it's just like, you know what, I should just get a bunch of sandbags. If I'm going to spend money, I might as well just get a bunch of sandbags and start building with sandbags. I can come back to this later. I don't have to just go to the just because the gate's coming up doesn't mean I have to hit it. I thought there was there's McDonald's got lots of lights. Should I hit McDonald's? I thought there was a what do you call that place? Pancake place. I don't think they're really open yet. They got a truck out front, but they're not open. There's Burger King. Sonic isn't open yet. Full menu all day, but this is not the menu. The other one's not open. Here's another thing. That place is starting to open up. Let's see. I thought they had like pancake place. They said there was one out here. But, yeah, 4:30 in the morning. It's too early to get to work. Gosh golly, early. Well, okay. And I'm coming up to the other turn. I'm going to be going down Louisiana soon. Well, that's what we do. couple of marijuana dispensaries, lots of apartments. There's a lot of apartments next to Air Force bases. It's not surprising, you know, young bucks, not much to do. Okay, we're going to go down this way a little bit. I've got some time. Whoa. Is that my... That sounds like my brakes. I need to get my brake worked on. I think it's got problems. Let's see what we got here. I'm not seeing much as any good. Anyway, okay, so I'm trying to get back to riding again. I'm doing mostly the planning at this point. This is going to be kind of a look at the afterlife. And I don't know if it ends up being like Dante's Inferno. It's not. Because I think I concentrate so much more on all aspects of it. It's just not trying to convince you not to go to hell. It's more of It's more of just kind of a big overall survey. I don't think that's open. And that's not open either. And that's not open. Well, boy, did I tell you that. This time of the morning, you don't have a lot going on. Oh. I think I may need to get my brakes looked at. Worked on. Okay. Or I may just be farting around because I just got up too early and got off too early. And, what else to do? It says casino. It's a casino. Oh, I'm way down here on Central now. Well, let's go down Central. Maybe there's something down here. Sheesh. Go back toward... Toward the other way. This is kind of the artsy part of town. Oh, here's some random person. What is he doing? He's sitting there looking like nothing. Anyway, okay. Go down to Louisiana. No, I was on Louisiana. On downtown Albuquerque at 4:36 in the morning, which means really shouldn't be out doing stuff at 4:36 in the morning. There's nobody out there except people who, hey, Luxury Inn. That's where I used to stay at the Luxury Inn a lot. Apparently, it's still a thing. There's a Circle K that looks like it might be open. Let's see here. Can't tell. Oops. Oops. No. No, it's not open. We're good. Interesting people that wander around at 4:30 in the morning. I guess I'm one of the interesting people that wanders around at 4:30 in the morning. What more is there to say? Always the urban revitalization thing. This thing's got bus lanes. Oh, here's a guy that's out. Looks like he's training, man. He looks like he's a boxer. Getting those people to get up early now. A little traffic down here. A little bit of traffic. Not much. Oh, nothing here. Nothing's open this late. The Highland Theater, which is kind of an arts place now, Galb's lights on. Dion's has its lights on, but there's nobody home. Who wants pizza at 4:30 in the morning? Really? You know what I get for a truck stop right now? If I would have thought about it, I would have stopped. There's no truck stops here. The Dion's of Motor Lodge. I used to stay nights here a lot. And they kind of turned it into apartments. Downtown apartments. So there is nothing down here. Not a thing. Wow. And I figure in this part of town, there's a lot of congestion that there would be, like just a convenience store for morning people, like I am. I wake up early and I go to bed early. Better or worse. Okay, here we go. Here's a 7-Eleven. That is not open yet. Good gas price, but yeah. You gotta know that there's a lot of crime and stuff. This is Albuquerque. Lots of crime here. And there's people walking on the sidewalks. I don't know where, you know, just wandering around, I guess. Anyway. So, I'm in Knob Hill area, which is very exclusive, but it's kind of an upscale part of town now. I don't know if it's gentrification. I don't think so. Food service. Delivery guys, but no food service. Food. Got my carrots and my celery. I've got some other stuff. I can break out some other stuff, but I don't know. Thinking of something else. But I may not really have any real options. Anyway, it's all lit up nice. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the water. Since I know this goes all the way through. All right. We're right here. UNM is right here, catty corner to where I am. I'm taking a turn here. I hope the sensors can see me. That's one of the real problems with this little car, is sometimes it's invisible to sensors. And you're like, oh, no. And so I just have to go through red lights sometimes. That's tricky. Well, just farting around, wasting gas, really. He says he's got it parked. Okay, so let's see. Well, okay. I got, when it comes to the book, I've got the shiny people. And, I kind of did it after the, the vision that that Daniel had of the big, I don't know what you call it, statue of the world. You know, gold head, silver body, whatever, brass. Those are all the shinies. Gold, silver, and brass, which I've equated with the top three things of the celestial kingdom. You know, when people say, I'm going to go back and I'm going to be with God, you go, yeah, okay, sure. And the whole thing that one has to be baptized by somebody with proper authority to get that, you have to live a certain life, you have to be a certain way. When it comes to Jordan Peterson and he says, please train up your kids to be somebody that you'll actually like being around. And that's tricky. And I think God does that. You know, he gives everybody the opportunity, gives them stuff, but it's like, you know, if you want to be around, you can be around. If you don't want to be around, you don't have to be around. But I'm not obligated to make it pleasant for you. You know, I'm not trying to be nasty, just, you know, I want you to do something else. One of the big drivers to me accomplishing much of what I've accomplished in life as a person was because I just didn't like the alternative. I wasn't interested in the alternative. So, there's Gibson again. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and go with him. If I don't find anything more presentable, it's not 5 yet, so I don't think I'm going to find anything really presentable. Anyway, so, this is the right road for me. Okay. Anyway, so, and of course, everybody knows about my Downton Abbey thing for saying, oh, well, that's how you think it is? And you go, yeah, I actually do. And you go, well, that's not very democratic. That's not what we always fought for. That's like really feudal. And it's like, what's the problem with that? Wouldn't you love to be working with, working for, working under, being in the family of somebody, somebody wonderful. Wouldn't you rather be in that circumstance than the other? It's like, well, yeah, but I want my freedom. And you go, freedom's kind of overrated. Anyway, so this is a little story about people who die. I keep thinking it's going to be like a bus full of people, and who get hit by a car or an SUV or something. And and the SUV's full of big people, I guess, for lack of a better word. Gotta go to the gate here.
Good morning.
Back in the old days, it was a big thing that you needed to turn off your headlights. I don't think they really care about that much anymore for some reason. But I'm still kind of in the habit. From the old days, when I used to... my first job in an Air Force base was in 1993. I was the training curriculum specialist at a child care center in the Canada Air Force Base. And first real brush with not really being able to get the next step up and a job. It's a low-level job, got to tell you. But, you know, it's my first thing that it's like, oh, you need to do something else, you know. The money's no good, and people don't want you. You're weird. And it's like, yep. Boy, the majors thought I was weird. And it's like, okay, so that's, I got it. Anyway, so apparently there's in the story. Sorry, I keep getting off on tangents. That's me. There's this big crash, and everybody except for just one, maybe two people die. And what we get are kind of the revelation. For lack of a better way of looking at it, from the survivors, they seem to have this interesting connection with the people who died around them in this horrible wreck. You know, I don't really know how everybody on the bus died. It seems like it's silly. I think it would be more sensible to have it be a plane crash, because I think you would get a more interesting cross section. Although, to be honest, I don't think you get enough poor people. You need to have some poor people. So I don't know exactly how that's supposed to work. Know if there's some kind of wouldn't be bad if it was one of those, you know, fun bus planes from going to Las Vegas or something, and you can get a really, really cheap fare flying in, so you can pick up some other people, maybe some people who fly in, do stuff like that. I don't know of anybody who does that. I remember one of the jobs I had was a flying job, and so you had an interesting cross-section of people, because my job, like doing seismic on a boat, was very, very, it had interesting people, and not all, you know, jet setters. Oh, this is the longest flight in the world. Usually I just end up just stopping for a little while and then running the light. Oh, but it's going. Well, I need to get there, because it usually makes me sit. Through! Yay! All right, that's great. Anyway. So yeah, maybe a plane would be better, because usually when there's a plane crash, everybody dies. And then you just have people So we have all the experiences of all these various people who are kind of shoved together. They're going through this process together. And although it's kind of interesting to have a living person doing all this, I don't know if it's really that necessary. I've been parking way out here so I can hike a little bit more back and forth to work. I don't get a ton of exercise at all. Anyway. So. And then all the experiences they have and how people feel about what's happening to them. Okay. Well, I'm here. It's not even 5 o'clock yet. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to go ahead and eat some. But I guess we'll keep this thing going. Why not? What do we got here? Mini ravioli. Okay. Gonna put my Mandalorian sheet over me so I don't have to worry about getting this on my clothes. All right, anyway, so and going through the whole situation. Used to have this thing about having kind of a front desk person that will steer you. I said, you know what? That's not even necessary. You can, have people
basically start in hell. Most of us have unrepented things that we have to pay for. Hopefully not too much. My view of it is kind of like people are a little bit transparent, which is kind of an analogy. And now that you're dead, what you are can't be hidden. Well, it used to be. You're revealed. And people are basically dirty. Some more than others. Now, you know, so you have gold, silver, and brass. Which makes you, you know, a little bit shiny. Now, the gold people, it's like you're sitting there next to the sun. And like the sun, you can't boy, am I glad I got this thing on. One of the best purchases I ever made. Anyway. Lots of sauce, less ravioli. Guess it all weighs the same. So yeah, the gold people, you can't even, you know, you can't even look at them. How bright they are. Now, the silver people, it's like the moon, a little bit. They're probably the prettiest from just the standpoint of, wow, you look, you know, got this nice glow about them. It's like the moon, the full moon. And it's beautiful looking. But the light comes from inside. That's the biggest thing. All the shiny people have this kind of interior glow about them. But it's white. You know, and it shines. It's like an incandescent light bulb. You're kind of like that. Anyway, what else is there? Aha. Gotta throw that away. Of course. Brass is kind of moody. It's still pretty, but yeah. It isn't like, you know how they do like entryway lights? You know what's something that's bright enough that's going to attract bugs? So you get those kind of guys. Still shiny, but yeah, kind of yellow. Stuff like that. Doesn't have that luster. It isn't like gold. And it certainly isn't like, oh, I can't hardly look at it. It's like, oh, no, this is easy to look at. In fact, it's just like, okay. Then you have the reflected people, the telestials, which are iron, it doesn't reflect light, but it's reflective a little bit. At least this iron is. It's not amazingly reflective at all. And then the other one, which is just you know, clay and iron mix. But those don't quite go together. And, you know, it's not going to be a perfect thing. I think I'm going to try to, you know, kind of dull. But it's a reflected thing. It isn't shiny. And I'd have to say it's more like chrome or something, you know? It's still nice, but it's definitely a reflected thing. If it was in the dark, you wouldn't be able to see anything. And then, of course, the telestial people I think I call it hazy. I forget what's called hazies. Anyway, and they're just kind of, you know, it's like being in a perpetual fog. And there's a whole bunch of those. And then there's just the dark people, you know, the really dark people. The ones that almost suck in light, and that there's no reflection, there's nothing like that, there's no nothing. And hey, maybe that's what we'll do with this airplane, is we'll have it so that the airplane just doesn't. Oh, well, you know, if it's an airplane, there's somebody who might be trying to hijack it for some reason. And I think it might be, you know, and I'm sorry, do I want to kind of have some comedy to it? I don't want it to be all dark and horrible. I want it to be kind of fun. Dark, hazy thing. Anyway. A fouled up hijacking that ends up getting everybody killed. including the guys, including the hijackers. And one of the hijackers is going to be a decent guy, you know, and the other one is evil. Or no, I think we'll actually have evil people on the plane that aren't the hijackers. And their fate will be interesting because they can't be cleaned. You can sit there and scrub at them forever and they cannot clean. They're just so dirty. And so we'll leave it at that. Anyway, okay. I need to go to work now. It's 5:08. Want to get there before 5:30 because I want to get away from there by, well, I don't like staying late. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. And it's woohoo. And hopefully this story will get itself pulled together while I think about it. It seems good. I'll talk to you later. Bye.